Welcome. Thank you for joining me again. Akasha here, nanakasha.com, and I'm excited for our final day of this Money Intuition Breakthrough Masterclass. It's really fun to get your responses. So I was really blessed to see that another coach that I know, sometimes I speak to her group. She said, wow, this is epic. And I've been getting responses from people that they're having these incredible breakthroughs just from listening to this masterclass because of the perspectives and the insights that they're suddenly getting, around themselves and the things that happen in their lives or how they feel or what they realize has been a block, but it's been an invisible block. So if you have any, please share with me here or send us an email if you would like. And so today we're going to do some fun. I'm going to do a couple scans. I can't do everybody, but I'm going to do a few. And we're going to, so you can kind of get an idea. Now, all intuitive work, if you've worked with me, and many of you have, it's such an honor, is in the moment. Well, my intuitive work, what I've learned over the years in all the different schools and shamans and everything that I've done is, oh, there it went. The mic call Paul had gotten a big, it was about that much ash. Is to always create your space, and that's your outer space and your inner space. So that would be your mind space, okay? Your emotional space. This space, this physical 3D space I'm in, I create very carefully. I do a lot of, this is some Kopal, so you're entering into my Infinity Healing Chamber. Thank you for being here. And that's true for every call you come on. I don't typically mention it, I think, maybe on the Spiritual Weather Report and stuff. However, it's important for you to know because when you actually begin to do this as, this is my life. I can't live part-time, a part-time intuitive. I can't live a part-time connected to my spirit. It doesn't mean that you walk around chanting in the middle of the bank, okay? We don't need to, when you really come into yourself, you don't need everyone else's opinion. You don't need everyone else to know what you're doing, and you don't need to tell everybody else what to do. That's part of the beauty of it. So some of the biggest connections that we have that are still energetically in the mind or in other places is something that daily can be rearranged, cleansed, cleared. If you live somewhere where every night the wind blew in a whole bunch of leaves and they piled up against your door and you couldn't get out, every single day you would clean the leaves away, or you would build a structure that let you walk under the leaves. So you'd build a little tunnel or whatever. You'd think of some way to create a connection that made it easier for something that happened every day. So we brush our teeth every day, we take showers and so on and so forth. However, no one ever taught us that our spiritual essence, our subtle bodies, mental, emotional, physical, etheric, spiritual, Buddhic, cosmic, so on, your chakras, your rainbow light body, your pillar of light. There's a lot of aspects to your spiritual anatomy, your light body anatomy. And these are all parts of you that are encoded and they carry blueprints and they carry your blueprint for this life, but they carry a lot of other stuff. So you either want to know it's there, so you want to clear your mind so you can actually see it, because your mind is programmed to be on a particular path, to believe a particular thing. This is right and this is wrong. This is who I am. This is who they are. This is what money is. This is how money comes to me. This is if it's hard. This is whether I'm worthy enough or not. It may change with your mood a little bit. It may have changed with age. Age always gives us more... I can't care about what other people think anymore. And so when you separate from the good opinion of others, as our beautiful Wayne Dyer would say, you actually can have the bandwidth to hear what's going on in here. So if you clear and cleanse your space every day, I like copal because it's a very dark sap Maya essence that is protective and helps you see through the dark. That means your shadows, your fears, other people's energies that are hidden, parts of you that you've locked away in a dungeon because it spoke up when you were 8 and got in trouble and you were embarrassed, or you were, my partner was beaten, severely beaten, in a Baptist church school for protecting a boy. 2 boys were fighting. 1 bully was picking on a little kid and he stood in the way. He didn't hurt anybody. They didn't care. They didn't want to hear the truth. They literally hung him up in a closet and beat him bloody. So we know that we have experiences. Maybe you don't have anything that dramatic. Maybe yours is way worse. Okay. I understand. I see it all. All of our path has affected who we think we are, what we think we can have, and whether we even believe we can have it. And we're here now to break down those old family patterns, to release ourselves from have-tos, shoulds, must, traps, enslavement, lack, limitation. The energies that are, it's interesting, I'm watching the energies around us right now. And this is what I'm doing, because this is what I do in my sessions, is I move energy and I look at energy. And it's different than it used to be. We used to be buried in the dark. We really couldn't see much. And those of us who had crawled our way up to the surface, so to speak, were still wandering around in the dark, bumping into stuff. There was no internet. There weren't even bookstores. You know, it was just crazy. And now we have an overload of information. And so we went from feeling alone in the dark to having, oh my gosh, there's other people speaking my language, to having, I've had several people tell me recently, I'm just completely burned out on, you know, just consuming so much information, you know, in all of the events and these other things. So the ability to take your intuitive guidance and clear it on a daily basis would be like good health practices. And if you thought about the most important thing that supports you, it's your personal self-image, okay? So again, I really am not trying to sell you this book. It's 13 years old. However, it's been fun since it yelled at me from the shelf, hey, remember me? To open it up and to see a few of the things. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just dated in some of the aspects of it. So there's an aspect about installing a wealthy mindset and your wealth image and how you think. So I said, imagine living this year being your ideal income, body, health, friends, job, business. Imagine really making the changes in a natural and comfortable way and fun way. Imagine being naturally motivated, inspired, and magnetic. So if I said that to you right now, and you begin to imagine that, what kind of resistance are you going to have? First of all, we all have a resistance now to saying extremist things because we go into disappointment or doubt, which is not a good state on the scale. Very stuck. It's the enslaved state. So a lot of times people can't imagine. And right now we're doing this co-create with your future self, your higher self, your Akashic records, and so on. And you have to come into co-creation. You can't come in saying, I want this, I want that, I want this, and that's the only thing, and it has to happen this way. You start to learn how to clear that because you want to be open to what the higher parts of you know you could do that you couldn't even imagine. And then you put it, but you want to contribute. So you're contributing, but you're contributing by saying, all right, well, I would like these things. And then you have to let them go. And then you have to start to step into talking to that future you. And you do that through thinking about it, imagining it, all of those things that we were told were silly. Now, if you imagined your ideal situation with just the idea of wealth esteem, that any aspect of money or wealth around you was not a problem. It wasn't separated from you. You weren't not good enough for it. You didn't have and then lose. You don't have and they're afraid of losing. Whatever the energies are, you don't have any of that. You just feel this centered peace. Esteem is holding something with regard, respect, high esteem. We tend to kind of feel like we put it up here on a pedestal. Do you put yourself here? Do you put the universe's ability to provide for you there? Do you have the ability to believe, trust, and listen to the guidance that is here all the time, 24/7, never stopping, or not get overwhelmed by it, okay? Don't be shut down. Don't be overwhelmed. Remember, money is just this. You make it evil by doing things with it, or you make it full of lack and hard to get because of things you believe about it, okay? So it's what you believe. It's what you think. It's what you do, and you have a lot of hidden, deeper identity, images, beliefs about you and about money and about value and about how it comes to you and whether you're worthy of it. So I really want to challenge you. If you join the money intuition, great. You know, you're going to get plenty. You're going to start right away with the bonuses instantly today. We're going to have another bonus on intuition with money and business and career that you'll have in about a week or so. But either way, start to peel back just what you believe about your imagination. Is it stupid? Is it silly? Is it just your imagination? I got on my spiritual path because of a big breakdown. Excuse me. I hope that you didn't have to hear too much of that. And everything fell apart. Everything I believed, everything I'd worked for, I didn't know what to believe. I didn't know who to look for. And so I started to study everything, talking to angels and going to a channel. And I lived in New Mexico. I went into nature and started to do animal healing and animal communication. And what happened is that I would have an experience and then I would come home and I was profoundly impacted by it. It was amazing. I had no idea that we lived many lives. I had no idea that we had these other layers to us, that we could travel to other universes. I didn't know you could talk to fairies, even though I knew I had as a child, but I'd been convinced that, you know, I probably made it up. And I would come home and between 1 to 3 days later, I would have myself convinced it was just my imagination. I made it up. It wasn't real. And I can tell you that this is what's going on within you to some degree. It might be a disappointed part of you that doesn't want to put itself out there again and be disappointed. It might be a part of you that doubts. It might be a part of you that just says, I can't imagine that. And it might be part of you that has absolutely no idea about the underlying patterns that are going on. So in Money Intuition Awakening class, we're going to connect you again in a new way to your intuitive pathways so that you can understand the energetics, these topics we're talking about. You're going to understand more and more about these intricate, fascinating connections between the idea of money or wealth or worthiness or a raise or asking for your worth, believing you're good enough, all forms of value, self-worth, money, that, you know, including things you own. Okay. But it's, you know, riches and wealth are not just physical by any sense of the imagination. If you've had a health problem or you're older, you know, health becomes your number one currency. Time becomes a very valuable thing. Being able to do what you love, being able to be with who you love, you find more and more richness in every moment. It doesn't replace the money you might need, actual money or income or other ways of getting what you want without the money. We talked about that one day, didn't we? So there's aspects of you that are clogged and blocked with the fears around having money or not having money and everything else in there. And it makes it much harder because it's a darker kind of energy. It's deeper. It has more shame. It has more guilt, right? Those are heavier energies. So it's harder to receive intuitive guidance through those heavy energies. You want to become aware of your body, your light body. Your light body is all those layers we talked about a minute ago. You'll learn more about that in my classes. And you get a daily activation and you get things to do every day or every time you run into a problem so that you can reconnect intuitively. You can cleanse and clear the fear. You can accept it as it comes up. All right. So take a look at what you can imagine and what you can't. And don't be silly and try to imagine yourself with $10 billion when you have four. Okay. Just give yourself a break. Because when you stretch yourself out of your comfort zone, you trigger more of the inner patterns, fears, soul contracts, all that stuff, whether it's a mindset or a thought, whether it's a physical issue, you could make yourself sick. It's a great trick. My ex-husband got sick every time I went on a business trip. Every time. And he still thought he caught it. I said, "Are you kidding me?" That's a subconscious yet intentional passive aggressive action. All right. Your body can make you sick to slow you down. It can fill you full of doubt. So what you want to do is not fight with those things or see them as bad or feel stuck anymore. You don't want to avoid yourself. You want to love all of you. So let's go discover all of those parts of you. And then when you imagine, it's like you just created actually, what it reminds me of is if you've ever done games, if you could play a game together. So my twin daughters can play the same game on their phone or whatever they use, right? But they can play it together while at the same time. They like little farming games. They don't do the shoot 'em up games at all. They do these little kids games where you own a farm and you get bunnies and it's so cute. So, but the idea is that you can go into that reality and that other you can go into that reality. And so you're creating that space. You're saying, "Hey, I did a drawing or I created a world. You want to come and play?" And then these other parts of you can come in. That's what your imagination is for. Making changes in a natural, comfortable, fun way and being naturally motivated, inspired, and magnetic. So Henry Ford said, if you think you can, you can. And if you think you can't, you're right. And it's a very old quote, clearly. However, how powerful is it to start to realize, do I believe? So in the future class, one of the students told me, she came for a private session and she said, "I couldn't believe how much stuff came up in that first process and showed me how many things I have within me that show me I don't believe I can have what I want." So here you are over here working towards what you want. And there's this huge wall or pile of energy within you that doesn't believe you can have it and has strengths and powers and reasons and vows and contracts. And that's what we call all those energetic attachments. So your mind is the gateway to reality. This is one of my quotes. It's your filter and it's your assistant. Your mind solves problems for you based on what you choose to believe. What are you seeing and what are you believing? Okay, so I wanted to preface, I just gave it up to my intuitive team to guide me to whatever to share with you today out of here and to set us up perfectly for these money scans. So that's a simplified way of explaining what I'm going to be doing. So just looking, I feel one more. I like that one too. Okay. I'm going to weave that one in. So they gave me a little message for us and I will feed to you later. The first one is that I want you to write this one down. I claim freedom with money issues. I free my mind and live a life of love, joy, and inner peace. Okay. I don't know if you can see that. Maybe it shows up backwards. I claim freedom from money issues. I free my mind and live a life of love, joy, and inner peace. Okay. I claim my own authority and I feel worthy enough to attract wealth. So you can write those down. They aren't going to do anything for you if you just look at them or say them. You need to sit down, clear your space with your incense, your breath, your activations, your light body activations. I give you whatever you have. Come into a space and say that. And then watch. I want you to be the witness. I want you to be at the center of your being and say, I claim my wealth. You know, I claim my power. I'm ready and willing to be a channel for the universe. I know that I came here with special, amazing powers. I know that I came here with special gifts, and yet I've been following the path, the life of everyone else. My soul's path is what I'm ready to get back on, to reveal to me in moment to moment. I'm ready and willing to be in this path of intuitive connection with my higher self, with my soul's blueprint, my powers, my gifts, with what I'm ready to release and what I'm ready to receive. I'm ready to be in my body and love it, appreciate that this body is the reason that I can create a life, that I can taste and experience love. I am ready and willing, and I am open and receptive to be a clear and open channel for my highest good and what is optimal for me at this time. And I ask in this moment that I open my wealth esteem, that I raise my wealth vibe, and that I come into alignment with the abundance that is already encoded in my beautiful light body. I accept my soul's blueprint and ask now for a clear pathway to my intuitive team, to my crystal intuitive network. Take a deep breath in. Let it go through you and up and out the crown. Let it go like a fountain over you. Feel the crystalline drops gently landing like on a spider web. You see and sense an invisible net all around you, your intuitive net. The net of ancient wisdom, the net that connects you to the all. You see and feel it. Accept it. I am ready and willing to open my heart and my mind, to stop fighting for my lack, pain, and limitation, to let go of my story and take it off like a pair of pants, let it fall around my ankles and kick it. Let it go in to the Akasha and be sealed in a complete vial. I remove all the layers that have blocked my intuition to success, money, abundance, prosperity, joy, friends, fun, opportunities, synchronicities, magic, healing. I'm ready. I'm so ready to receive the abundance, to allow my crystal net to become light, to sing with the vibration of the treasury of my soul. Open up now and feel your intuitive network, your intuitive team, the access to the field of abundance pulses. You can sense that it connects to your own crystal net of intuitive wisdom. Inside of this space, we acknowledge the Infinity Healing Chamber and enter in reverence, respect. As a group, we ask for a clearing and healing from our money muse, from our identity with wealth, worthiness, opportunity, success, talent, and all that is optimal in each of our own individual way. As one, we open our hearts like seeds in the center of a sunflower, making a pattern, sacred geometry, vibrating together. The hum moves through us all. We see and sense our hearts are open and beaming up. Together, we create a pattern of the flower, the seed, the egg, and the eye of life. We are one, creating this world. And we have gathered here to create a world of kindness, love, understanding, abundance. We rise and release 3D, 2D, 4D, and ask for our crystal net to begin to connect to 5D non-judgmental consciousness. Here we call on our wealth, esteem, vibrations, fears, and patterns. Our experiences, forgotten, but wounded, our beliefs, mindsets, attitudes. I am ready and willing to accept all I have been and done, all I have repelled and refused, all I feel I have succeeded, all I feel I have failed. This chamber now has become a golden egg. In this golden egg, you feel this light shining, bringing the sun, bringing the gold, bringing the ray that has everything in it, and shining it on your light body. Suspended, floating, your crystal net around you. I see you. I see all of you. We send a unified signal up into the infinite field. Now, we ask to clear and cleanse our collective consciousness around lack, not enoughness, not safe, not worthy, not valued. Simply be in this space, float. You are a seed of consciousness as a soul in this sunflower, together, our vibrations move between us. Yours raises, but then is affected by others. The vibration is moving around, in and out of your heart. I can see your heart. There's a lot of blackness there. Open it. The dark in the heart. There's blood here. There's blood. It isn't the blood of life. It is the blood of death. It's the blood of greed. It's the blood of the past. There is within a heart. It's been stabbed. It's been mutilated. The blood is thick and dark and heavy. It lays there, and you see this blood is on your hands. It begins to transmute. Your crystal net brings the gold energy you see the mess, the massacre, the pain, the fear, the horror. Layer by layer, this gold lifts away the 3D image. Now it lifts away the pain and the emotional feel. For every time there's been a betrayal, a broken heart, a loss, for every time there's been a suicide because of loss of money, there's been a killing, there's been a disowning, there's been a criticizing, there has been any form of judgment and retribution. This sacred space lifts these away. It's like watching a picture come into focus. What you thought was a wrong, was a pain you couldn't escape, that wounded you forever. Those lives that felt this wound, this life that feels this wound, the future lives that fear this wound or created from this wound. You watch with fascination, lighter and lighter, this image. Now the blood begins to speak. You see images. The scene shifts. You are standing there. There are six pathways coming to you. You have coming to you. Only one that comes to you and shackles your right ankle. It comes to you from behind you on the right. As you're looking down this path with great hope, as you're running, as you're planning, as you're trying, as you're pushing, you can't move forward. You're shackled to something. Down that way, down that path, in the past. You're here like a young child, full of excitement, anticipation. You keep yearning and stretching. You keep trying to move forward. What you see, it's lit up, it's full of light. And you feel your ankle. It's shackled so deeply. It's held. You don't notice it anymore. It has been there for so long. You just keep getting excited and keep pushing forward. And then you get tired and you rest and you feel sad for a while. And then you get up and you do it again. Will you accept a current that will show you where you are stuck? Are you willing to be free? All together, feeling this sense of opening the heart, I'm willing to imagine freedom, worthiness, wealth, joy, anticipation, never judging a moment by what I can see, always knowing it's here. Embodying moment to moment my new wealth identity. I'm ready to move forward into worlds I've never experienced because I haven't even known this shackle was here holding me back. In this space, float, witness, watch. Simply give permission for all that is optimal for your soul's highest good at this time. be released and revealed inside of this sacred space. I'm now going to do a reading for Marnie. And this was a group reading and a group healing. This applies to everyone who listens to this at any point. A very powerful space that we've been guided into, connected to your intuitive network. And now we've been shown that in this area that we're looking at around value, money, self-worth, that we collectively hold a wounded heart, stabbed, mutilated, the blood still we're holding on to, was showing us it's on our hands. We're holding it. We're seeing it. We're stunned by it. We're still stuck on the wounded, and we're allowing the heart to lay there. Just to lay there, stay in that state, permanently frozen, always attached to the wound and to what was believed about the wound. For each of us, that wound is different. There are many. Most of you have at least eight heart wounds around your worth, your fortune, physical and spiritual, and including your ability to be and express your gifts. They're showing us that our gifts need to be in our hands. This blood that we've carried, just holding on to what we've lost or what we perceive we've lost or the pain that we've been done to, has prevented us from cleansing, standing up, receiving. The shackle on the right foot is preventing that forward movement of really making in this world an imprint, creating in the 3D. This healing is for releasing you from patterns and shackles that you don't even know are there, that you can take that step into your new world and start to create a physical reality that you love moment by moment. A lot of these energies that are coming up for all of us is about the gifts within, the riches within. If you knew how powerful you were, how wonderful you were, how much you love yourself, how interesting you are to yourself, how you, this isn't an ego, this is loving yourself at a soul level, how you have within you all the things, you're fully funded within your soul, within your chakras, within somewhere. There are powers and memories. There's these wounded parts of you that want to heal that wound too, so that you can both share your powers and wisdom from what you've been through. There's just this infinite potential of weaving. And your gifts within, the treasury that you hold within, can only be accessed through your higher selves, through aligning with your truth. Marnie, you're being asked to light a candle. You're being asked to light a candle and hold it up with your left hand. Look at the candle. You can do this in physicality. You can do this in etherical. And as you hold it up, you're looking at the flame, the light, the glow around it. If you do this in the dark or in a semi-dark space, look at how far that candle, that light, expands. If all the lights were off, how big would your candle? Would it be 2 inches in diameter? Would it be 3, 5? Would it be 2 feet in diameter? How far can this light go? You're navigating in the dark with this candle, and this candle is your light. And that's all you're giving yourself. It's all you're giving yourself to find your way in the dark. They're inviting you to clear the dark around you. Stop trying to see through it with the candle. The second part of that is get out of the dark. Step out of the dark. Stop looking for and wandering in circles in the dark, and find a wall, find something you can lean on, something you can connect to, lean into it, feel it. The way you would in the dark, you'd say, oh, here's a wall, and you'd start to follow the wall, and you would feel the wall all the way around until you found a door. There's intertwined issues. Heart, sacral, and then the solar plexus in between has a lot of weavings. It has a candy cane look. It's like a striped look, but it's green, red, white, wound around. And then these weavings like a heavy macrame. There's a loop in the heart, this heavy macrame, dense weaving kind of energy over the whole solar plexus, and then a loop comes down from it into the sacral. So your core energy right now is in the gut. It's in the solar plexus. This mat is a very thick, heavy mat that's been woven almost like to wear as a shield. And it's heavy enough and bumpy and, you know, just uncomfortable. And you keep bringing energies, toxic energies, into your solar plexus that they can't free. It can't free itself from this. And you receive opportunities and intuitive messages about opportunities of all kinds from all different levels of your 360 senses and your intuitive network. However, for messages that will affect your wealth, your security, your sense of groundedness, earthiness in the self, would give you more of an imprint in the physical world, do not feel safe. So whereas there is an aspect that says, I want to feel good, I want to have enough, I want to, you know, have a beautiful home or this or do these different things, there's a part that says that would make me more grounded, more stuff means I'm more physical, I have more things that I could lose, people could take, I could be attacked, I would have to have the power to protect it, to own it. There's a whole thing here about owning your power. Money equals power in our world currently. When you have money, you feel a little bit more relaxed, you feel a little bit more safe, you feel a little bit more like you have can breathe, you can get out of survival. But the survival pattern is very heavily matted for you, and you keep going back into it. So there's three things to realize. You're in the dark, and you've got to get out of the dark. Whether you hold the intention to just keep asking to find the way, the door, the light, the tunnel, you know, clear and cleanse, use your cleanses to keep clearing the space, asking for more clarity. Then your own light needs to become bigger, because this is all you have, but this is your light, this tiny candle. Okay, it's not tiny, it's fairly thick, but this is about as far, I don't know what that is, 5 inches in diameter or something, is about as far as you're allowing your light to go. And so when we look at things of value and opportunity, they are always there flowing by in currents. There's currents everywhere. But your solar plexus, that gold ray, that place of not just willpower, like I'm going to get it, but the will to receive, the willingness to receive nurturing instead of toxins into the space, to no longer be willing to poison yourself so that you keep dragging your energy down. And the energy of, it's almost like burning a hole in this mat. This will happen, right? This It's a focus that will burn right out of the center of the solar plexus. But this is increasing your fire, increasing your power, being willing to accept it and not let it go out of control in those other areas. So this is goes back to some of the patterns you have being flaring up and then going down and flaring up. And it has to be get out of that dark, separate from that. And you're going to start to, as you get more light and power here, it's going to burn a hole in this. All right. Then you're not going to need to hold the candle up in the dark, but you still want to be aware of your radiance. You need to be increasing your radiance. You need to see, feel, imagine, visualize, activate a light, receive the gold light, receive this gold light from this egg, receive it from the sun into your solar plexus, and keep reaffirming that you have a light there, that you can relight it there, that it can be there. There's a nice gold glow in there. So once you start to burn through this, there's going to be a lot of fast movement. You're going to see and perceive a lot of opportunities. Not all of them will be optional. And you're going to want to make sure that you don't just get like, oh, and run. Okay. This is going to be like, oh, receive. And then let them sit in here. Which one passes that inner fire of truth test? So they're closing, Marnie, with the fact that they're seeing you with a visor. It looks to me like a poker visor. You know, it's kind of clear. And there's stacks of money and counting with glasses under a light, like counting money. So there's some aspect of you. And that's clearly a part that's going to be coming up, whether it's part of you that's holding you back by counting the money, or it's a part of you that you used to be, feels more like that to me, where you handled a lot of money. There's parts of us that have these experiences already. Thank you, Marty. So, all right. Good morning, Damaris. Hello, sweetie. Damaris. Because we've been given this group healing, I'm going in and allowing the what has already been revealed, what's being worked on within us, to be the guide for this particular money scan. These intuitive scans are a combination of a lot of different layers of intuitive work, energy work, remote viewing, travel, astral travel, shamanic journeying, and a lot of other things. So the intention and the stage, sort of the lighting, has been set for us to see through these things. All right, Damaris. Something about your last name. Reynaldo. You hold some kind of king energy, whether Rey in Reynaldo is meaning king, but they started showing me that. I had to look at your name, your last name. Most of the heavy energy you're carrying as I scan your field is in the deeper parts of your hips. Sort of like when weight sinks, you know, kind of goes to the bottom of a bag and it kind of bulges energetically. The sacral and the root chakra have a lot of the energy in this area, like heavy stuff that's sunk and almost hardened a little bit. Scanning you through your whole light body, to see. This is one of the things we do in the Intuition Awakening, and then you learn to do if you do the advanced class, specifically around this topic again. There is a lot of energy above and behind you in your time-space continuum around this idea of being a king or queen. Right now, you look like a woman to me. You're on on a float on a parade, and like above and behind you is just all this, you know, music and circumstance and decoration, and it's a big celebration of you. You look like you've been painted white, and you have gold sequins, and your eyes look very Asian almost. And they have a small little eyebrow, and there's just like all this glittering gold on you, and in the hair, and like this sheer multicolored outfit. It's just festive, but there's like, you know, like somebody's constantly throwing glitter in the air. I'm seeing all of this incredible abundance and shininess and celebration. You're being seen, you're being noticed, you're being celebrated. But it's here, it's above and behind you. It isn't entered into your reality. But this part of you is very peaceful, is very, you know, sitting and is very comfortable with being the, you know, on this float. On this float is a thing we have in a parade. I don't know if everybody has those, you know, where you decorate it all pretty and someone sits on it, and it goes down the street and everybody's yay and there's music. So this is what's happening behind you in your wealth. It's like... interesting. It's in your wealth web, your wealth worthiness web that we're looking into, that this this light came down, like, you know, when it dew gets on a spider web and then you can see the web. It's like that. We can see just the sparkle of the web. And this is a freeze frame. So this is a life that is not, it goes in and out. I don't think it's relevant if it was a physical life of your soul, because something about this life was just stopped right there. It was interrupted. The celebration of you, the abundance, everything coming down. It was just like somebody came in and pushed pause on a video. You have some energies in your higher chakras up here, maybe in the 12th and 13th chakra. 12th is the great central sun chakra. It relates to your solar plexus, to the sun, to the great central sun, to all levels of gold light. That includes gold in terms of value, gold in terms of growth, life force, potential, light, shining, being seen, seeing opportunities, all aspects of that. And there's something like if you wore, it reminds me again of a big celebration. It reminds me of the Carnival in Brazil, where those women wear this thing on their head, some kind of hat that goes way up, you know, and maybe there's feathers, but it's that tall aspect to it that's there energetically. Excuse me, thank you. Wow, I'm so glad I got muted that just in time. This happens to me in sessions and classes and stuff. When we start doing the intuitive work, I get these releases up through my throat. It fizzes up the back. It's still fizzing up back of my nose, and in my third eye starts to go. Woo! It's a lot of fun in our classes because people, you get to see and share what you experience, what other people experience, and as you're doing these kinds of readings. Well, I would say that there is a party arranged and waiting for you to celebrate. this hat is waiting for you in the 12th and 13th chakra. The 13th chakra is the galactic goddess. It's pure divine unconditional love and accelerated healing of the divine mother concept. And so coming up out of your great central sun chakra, your 12th chakra. So again, this for you is relating to that gold energy, to the solar plexus in the physical. Okay, this is multidimensional scanning and healing. We're looking at all the levels of you because your physical body is just this tiny little representation. However, when we see in your life, you've got something on pause, and one aspect of it was in process already. Everything was gathered, everything was ready, everything was there for you, and something paused it. And so this is something for you to become aware of. You may know what it is, you may not know what it is. Something went on pause, and as you attune to it, you're going to know whether it's time for you to like step back onto that float and let the parade continue and be the receiver. You're being celebrated and you're receiving abundantly. And there's this aspect of you in this higher chakras that says that when you get your head, when you get your crown aligned with that great central sun, the aspects of that connection to the infinite. This is the gold portal of infinite potential. All right, this is something you need to get into your mind. Then you will automatically have this thing here that goes up into that galactic goddess and opens like little feathers, you know. So the woo, the celebration is there. So there's a deep divine feminine healing that is going to be accelerated as you free yourself from whatever has paused your forward movement in receiving, being showered with abundance, living an abundant life. You've got that already. You can step into it. This is more about realizing that, because there'll be a process that you're going to be reconnecting to. And then once you start to, you know, focus, like feel, like I can feel it, like almost like someone put this hat and then it's opened my skull and it's coming into the brain. Like this is a download from your 12th chakra. And you want to, as you allow that to come in, you're going to have an accelerated divine feminine healing. And that's going to give you whatever you need for the vision. Yeah, they're saying it's so visual, it's so sensory. It's I can hear it and feel it and see it, and I can feel the sparkles. It's just extremely vivid. And so don't worry about that particular, because there's these other aspects that need to melt, and they are showing me that you do have shackles on that right foot like the rest of us. And the aspect of the broken heart or the stabbed or betrayed heart for you is less connected to some of those painful past experiences with it. And it's more about, again, just waiting. Just wait, just not yet, just not sure, just not ready. So growing and trusting your heart. Oh, girl, you really want to connect with your network. It's going to give you so much strength and bring almost like a like someone holding your heart. There's a lot of love that's needed here. Thank you. So I'm bringing energies around you, within you, doing a little bit of light body weaving and allowing this to integrate to you. These are very beautiful, vivid deep, and I don't have the luxury of going deeper with you, but listen to these again, write it down, sit with it, think about it. Everybody might be getting something from this. Okay, let's see. Okay. There was another D I keep seeing. Diane. Diane. Hi, Diane. I think it's you. And then it will. Yes. Okay. We're just doing some energy work now to be able to see. All we're seeing right now is dark. here and there, it's just hiding in the dark. So there's this, well, it reminds me of a dragonfly's wings that if they went out from your spine. And we're reinforcing, we're kind of lighting them up from the sacrum up the spine, just tracing them both sides, nice long loop of energy out. Everything's still in the dark. It seems like there's some kind of a rebirth happening here. You're in a seed phase. We have had the new moon, the new year, Lunar New Year, the water rabbit, a day ago or so. And so there you are. I'm just seeing the top of your head now. You're in the hibernation. You're definitely in a seed phase. You're in a little pod or almost like a sarcophagus, and all I see is like it's been opened and there's some light shining on the side of your head. And it doesn't look like an Egyptian mummy, but it does look like some kind of wrapping around the head over here. It's been pulled away from the eyes, and there's one eye open that's just kind of starting to look around. This is an old part of you that looks like it was buried poor, very poor, ragged body, tough life, pauper's wrappings. It's almost like somebody did wrap you up in cloth, trying to pretend like a mummy type of thing. Homemade box to bury you in, and it was not painted, not carved. It was just, you know, completely very simple, homemade. So this part of you is in the background here. There's a black all around you, like a sheet, like a square, perfect square. And it's complete other than now over, this would be behind your right side. There's this deeply buried old part of you that some reason the top of the coffin has been opened. The eyes have been uncovered and there's a small light shining. So that life definitely has some things to share, that this is a time for that to become unearthed, to excavate that and allow it to come up. It is deeply embedded in poverty. Poverty fears, poverty consciousness, and there's an aspect of it now that just remains blank for you. Maybe it's just like there's a whole part of you that you haven't tapped the potential and you know it. And there's a part of you that just is waiting, not certain. And I don't feel the stirring of the new growth, like under, you know, in a seed planting, like is the seed there slumbering? Is it absorbing? Is it stirring? Is it sprouting? I don't feel that. And so there's either a complete end of something that you're now moving into, or that ending happened and you're still kind of in a waiting phase, waiting to see what's next, to know what's next, to know what to say, what to do, what to move towards, what to decide. And it's okay right now, actually, to stay in this space, there's this aspect of you that looks scary. So this is, it looks like seeing, a zombie movie. You know, it looks like if you, you know, just seeing the top part of a head of a dead body, you know, like and the rags ripped and just the one eye and, you know, kind of like that. So this is an aspect of you that is scary to you and is not, is a bit undead. It is not, even though it's dead and buried, the fears, the imprints that you got from that life are there and they're haunting you. They're haunting you the way this would, like, booms, this eye opens at night watching you. And part of it is this life was very poor, but more than that, highly abused. And the people all had money. I see you in a field and I see you, it's actually a very beautiful, you know, it's like a green hills, you know, it's a lovely environment. It's not a harsh environment. And initially you're like picking things and carrying them on a basket and doing things like this, but something happened. Someone took over and it was kind of an idyllic life, even though you were a servant, you had a pleasant place. It was peaceful. Then it just seems like everything gets dark. So it could be that there was a war or someone conquered, and that idyllic life, the benefactors, the fairly kind, wealthy landlords that you worked for were ousted. Nope, they were hung. Whoever came in was extremely ruthless and did a lot, took landlords, strung them up. I'm seeing them hanging from chains and in the rain, and just left their bodies hanging outside the castle for a while in order to make it clear to everybody, don't screw with us. And everything that was idyllic and beautiful and sunny and green is just, all of the scene seems gray now. And then there's something about you. You were constantly beaten. It was just like, just see you slogging through the rain, everything gray, broken over and over. One of the things that broke your heart was there were two things. So there's a sense of revenge or some kind of vindictive or despising energy that's hanging around the heart, because towards money or people with money, because this new conqueror killed someone you loved. I don't know if it was your wife or was your loved one, but something happened to her and that drained everything you cared about. That was like someone stabbing your heart. And these were the people who had the money and the power. And this is what you saw your whole life. You saw these nice people, but they were then ousted. And even then you were still a servant. However, you had been given, like, it seems like you had been able to save money. You were given some kind of, not just a home and food in exchange for your work, but you were given a small amount. And you had a permission type of arrangement that you were going to work your way into freedom or to having your own little part of a farm or something. So there was a path to freedom. There was a path of building wealth, saving money, gaining your own home, having, you know, your own ability to till your own land. This was on that agenda. And as that died, they, of course, didn't give you any of that. They took everything you owned. It looks like you were constantly in chains and other things. So this is a part of the money story, so to speak, the story around wealth and money, worthiness. There is to be careful that there is some sense of injustice and revenge, the broken heart, and the other aspects that we just saw. They are wanting the face that I saw, just this top lit up. Now the whole face is in the light. So this is coming to light, and this is a part of you that you can gain much from. And the freedom will be almost like the both of you are laying in this dark, you know, darkness, like you were buried there too. And then it's almost like lifting up, like almost like just standing up effortlessly. And then you'll be standing in a field of sunshine. That could be a good visualization for you. Look for places you feel these energies, okay? Fear of money, fear of people with money, fear of power, fear of it turning you into a greedy, power-hungry person or taking away your loved ones. And begin to unweave those. These are heavily woven together. And the heart, again, like all of us, is needing some safety, some healing. So give yourself permission to somehow release and trust. Release and trust. You don't need to know what it is. Every time you go to the bathroom, just say, oh, I'm releasing whatever's keeping me from trusting, and come a little bit more into your body. Clearly, there's many, many experiences like this that hold such a strong emotional vow and wound that they keep us from realizing that we're not fully in our body, or that we're not fully present to all the opportunities that are around us. And there are these happy hills, and there is this love. There is all of that here for you. These are, this is a mold. It also reminds me of, like, if you were dipped into a mold and you came up, you don't want to move forward in that same mold. So we ask for a connection and a receiving, releasing, a healing of the wholeness of this and that life all the way through this and dimension and all time and space. And then look to the dragonfly, because the energies coming to your spine are like relighting that energy and light going up and down it, that you will have some freedom. It's not like to fly like an angel. Dragonflies fly through the illusion. They are a part of the illusion, and they move between the veils and the worlds. So you've been also, you have this, you have multiple, at least four different dragonfly type wing energies, if there were four of them. So those are very important guardians for you, guides for you, healers for you. To start to feel that, let the energies come into the core of your spine to shift you out of this illusion, to shift you out of this reality. Don't hate it and don't fear it. You want to connect to it so that you both accept it and become free. And then you're going to have the powers, but that part has emotional toxicity to it that would be potentially come back at you, you know, if you get money or power or love or something. No, you can't. No, you can't. Don't do it. It's not fair. It's like having someone in your life that just constantly thinks everything's bad and tries to pee on the presence. Okay. I really want to stay and go deeper with you guys. Oh, so you can come get a reading with me if you want to go deeper on any of these, or you can come to the Money Intuition class and learn to do it yourself and get readings and everything there. Okay, so there's another one here just tuning into. Oh, Damaris, I'm glad. She said that was incredible. Good. I do appreciate some feedback, because, of course, I'm just doing the reading. What I teach you in class, of course, is how to keep clearing yourself, how to keep aligning yourself, how to interpret what's coming through. And then you're going to be able to, we really are blind to our blocks around our self-worth, because we don't think we're worthy, or whatever aspect that's taking in, right? All right, let me see here. Michelle, hello. Hello, hello, hello. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So in Intuition Awakening, and then especially in the advanced class, if you want to learn to do this at a deeper level, run a session, do it for others, for yourself, like deep self scans and stuff. I teach you these different processes that I do to clear and cleanse myself and to create a clear connection to you, your highest good. I've already created the space, and we've been given this incredible space with this crystal net, which we're going to work with more, and our treasury. Ooh, Michelle. Lot of liquid light around you, a lot of movement, a lot of fluidity. What I'm seeing is like I'm looking at a scene kind of from far away underwater, where the water, you can see it kind of moving like this. You're down below. There's light coming from the surface. It's sort of glowing around you in a column of light. And you're just standing there. Your hair is even floating up like that, like it would if you were standing underwater. There's the darkness is very close. That this it's like a white light. It's not like a sunlight. It's like that cold white light that's coming through the surface of this liquid energy that your energy field is in, and it's just coming down, you know, about a few feet around you. And then it would be like, you know, underwater, it's very heavy, it's very dark, it's hard to see, feel, move, talk, sound is distorted. So it's like that. It's beyond that little light space you're in. It's just darkness. I do keep seeing these flows on either side of you, almost like a column, but it goes back and forth like a wave coming down. They're clearly some kind of a structure, even though they're one with the water and the light. They're kind of like two spiral pillars or something on either side of you. You're just standing there, and you look like you look like when we see a character drawn with big eyes and a big head, you know, not super huge, but just like that. That's emphasized. This is your head and your eyes, just that the wide open eyes. So this is, there's a lot going on here. There's a lot of depth in this. When we look into a field, are invited, like you've invited me to look into your field, and I'm shown, or in the class, whoever's doing it is shown these energies, we know that we're being shown what is optimal for your highest good at this time. That's part of the structure that I set up and that I teach you, and it's the reason that you go so deep and can see, sense things that you normally can't. And so this is a snapshot, but this is a, I'm getting more perspective now. It's like I was looking kind of from far away, and now I'm going up and backing up away from you. This is not something I'm doing on purpose, although sometimes we do change perspective intentionally in intuitive readings. But I'm being drawn magnetically up by my back and my neck to rise up and see you a little bit from above. And I can see that it's a tank. Instead of maybe imagining it like an ocean or a lake, it's a tank of water. And I can see that it goes way back, like a big rectangle. And so you're in some kind of a container of heavy emotion, heavy liquid, heavy emotional things. It goes back quite a ways, goes out. It's almost like the shape of a T. And you're being, you've like come down into this, and you're just standing there or floating there, standing up. Pillars next to you, this movement coming down, and so my perspective is I'm moving around. It's like I'm in a helicopter or a drone or something, and they're flying me back now over you towards this tank that goes back quite a ways, and it's very dark. It's all still dark water. The only light is the part over you, but you actually are now, I'm seeing as I get to a different perspective, that you're not just standing between these pillars. You're like this. It's almost like your hands are connected to them. A little bit like a cross, like, but it's more like You've been placed here. You've been placed here. Why are you placed here? So there's a lot of depth of emotion, of dark, still, heavy energies. They go deep into shame and guilt. There's some mystery here. And way, way far back, I'm just starting to see a glimmer of gold. Now I'm seeing glimpses of a treasure chest, but it's like far behind you in this tank where you're sort of like, bent, you're here like this. You're like, it reminds me of being preserved. Like you were put here. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. You're just sort of here. You know, there's, you're under this energy that's liquid energies. You can't hear. It's operating very much like water. And then way behind you, it just gets darker and darker and darker. And then there's almost like it tips. And there's a, if some sand had cleared and the corner of a treasure chest is peeking up. So there's three energies, I think, that are operating here in your field around around your treasures, around gifts, around money. You've been martyred, crucified, and made an example of. And this seems to be maybe several lives, if not, I don't know, at least two, maybe eight lives, where something happened with you having wealth or power. And you were one of those three things. That's still very strong in your field in the aspects of receiving worthiness and money. There's also something about escaping. Like burying your treasures and then escaping, like the Little Mermaid, you know, just did it and then you were swimming away very fast to distract attention from it. And there's a sense of, reminds me of somebody who's captured. And before they torture you, they say, you know, are you going to tell me what I want to know? And the person just sits there, doesn't say anything. And they're like, well, you know, we're going to do something to you. And it's like, not saying anything. There's a part of you that's just not saying anything. You're still having this brand. There's a lot of this heavy emotional energy. Your treasures are buried very, very, very far behind you in a lot of shame and guilt and pain. There's a lot of pain here. Pain in that sense of like, okay, I had money and then I got, you know, it got taken and I got, you know, crucified essentially in front of, in the aspect of publicly humiliated, like, you know, we're going to do this to you and take your money and power. And those are such deep wounds that you've just kind of like, I'm just here. Well, it's okay. That part of you is just there and it isn't yearning and it isn't even trying to escape. It's sort of just given into being this way because it feels safe that it's guarding the treasure, that nobody's getting to it. I'm here. Okay, fine. I'll take my punishment. I'll stand here, but I'm not letting anybody see my treasure. I'm not letting anybody bring that out. So from above, it's a cross, and you're at the top of the T, and at the very back bottom of the T is this treasure chest. And there's a, they're showing almost like if this was a doll, and suddenly from beneath a human-sized person came up and just lifted you out of the water the way that like a doll could be lifted. So you have a part of you that's deep underneath you. And it's waiting to lift you out of this when you feel safe enough. So focus on feeling safe and releasing yourself from any senses of being a martyr or being a victim or being a target. If you own your treasures in any aspect. And remember, there's this big part of you just right there, ready to lift you up when you're ready. There's a lot of vows in this area, a lot of vows. So you could do the process of like writing, connecting to this part of you and just writing out what the beliefs are, what the vows are, what the agreements are, because vows of poverty, vows of being hidden, vows of not attracting attention, and some actual very real fear of money itself. So often we don't have an actual fear of money. That's all the things around it, but there's an actual fear of money burning you like this. Oh, no, if I touch it. Okay. Keep seeing a man in a top hat, and I was just ignoring him. But now he's very dapper. He's in a top hat with the tails. He has an old-fashioned carriage, like he's the driver of the carriage, the horses. And he's waiting for you. He's your driver. He's like keeps tipping his hat saying, ready. And it looks like a Cinderella coach. You know, it looks like that beautiful coach. Like you get in and he's the driver. So there's another aspect of your wealth blueprint or your current makeup that's waiting. How fun is that? All right. Thank you. We give great thanks for these beautiful healings and for these revealing insights and for all of us realizing that we are one, creating this beautiful pool of seeds. We open our hearts to this new network of flow, abundance, that we are already provided for, already good enough, already have the solutions, the money, the support, the love. We ask that with this connection, clearing and cleansing to our intuitive crystal network and all the other levels that have been awakened, released, and remembered today, to come into this moment, become a part of the mind and body in this 3D path, and to align me with the ease and grace, the trust and faith that I am, created by my soul, provided, fully funded. I see and sense myself now moving in a new world, a new reality. I receive, I accept, I increase all that I love. I decrease all that I am finished with. I increase and expand these feelings of love and freedom, abundance and opportunity. Keep turning the volume up. Expand, 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 expand. We give good thanks and we ask that this circle be open yet unbroken, and that this be in the Akasha for all who are ready to see, sense, and free themselves from the pain and fear of the past, from the shackles of lack and abundance. Let the worthiness and love rise within the consciousness of this planet and all within and on it, that me may rise the light of the gold to the silver, into the diamond light within us, create a world of beauty, respect, worthiness, and love. Namaste. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm just pouring sweat. I'm like pouring sweat. Oh my gosh. So I want to share with you what we have coming up next as something really wonderful coming on Sunday. We're going to have a one-day event. It's going to be a intuition playground and see if we can. So this was our last intuition breakthrough. Woo! We really released a lot of energy there. Wow. Make sure that you go back to the playlist. There's four of these, and these are all things we're going to go deeper on in the Money Intuition class. So I want you to come and join me because you don't know what big opportunity is waiting for you because you didn't notice it, or you don't believe that you could have it, or you're not willing to speak up. So your soul has tried over and over and over, and I've invited you again and again that there's a plan, that there's everything you need, that you're ready to build your wealth esteem, you're ready to open your intuitive gifts so that you understand and know what's the optimal situation for you, when to say yes, when to say no, when to move forward. All right? I want you to feel worthy. I want you to create a life of such a different quality to it that you're going to be stunned by the ease and the trust that you feel daily, no matter what happens. Okay? And then in June, we'll do the advanced one if you would like to be certified. So let's see. I think I'm going the other wrong direction. So here we go. So next week on the Intuition Playground, we're going to meet the multidimensional you. I guess it's we're missing the you word there. Meet the multidimensional. So we've got, I'm going to be doing more money readings. We're going to be doing Q&A. I'm going to be doing an activation. And Louise is going to come play with us. I just adore her. Kathleen Haley, if you're familiar with her. And sorry, let's see here. And Lisa Barnett. So we've got a couple more speakers as well. And one of them has to have emergency surgery. So we'll see who comes and takes her place. And I hope I will see you then. In the meantime, reach out if there is anything that I can help you solve. A lot of my clients come to the classes and they'll say, well, you know, I want to do that. And I want to get a session with you, or I want to do the advanced one, or whatever. Could I work out a payment plan that meets me? That's fine. Just let us know if you have questions about, will this work for me? Is it a good time for me? So, a lot of my Intuition Awakening clients, one of them asked me recently. I did Intuition Awakening 1, and it was so powerful. I'm going back and repeating it again. And is it optimal for me to do this, or should I wait? And so I checked in on her. So if you have questions like that, let me know. And of course, if you have the question of money coming up, then isn't the answer obvious? Just saying. Well, I don't have the money, or I don't want to spend the money, or I don't know how to make the money. Well, then this might be the perfect place to come. Right? We are not going to have a spiritual weather report this week. I just decided today we've had these four classes together and we're going to have 3, 4 hours together on Sunday. So I will send you a little update. But this week, enjoy the new moon. Keep planting your seeds. Keep clearing yourself. Enjoy the new year and enjoy that we are now officially moving forward. Nothing is in retrograde. So the energies are going to speed up. Take care. Thank you so much. Namaste. Lots of love.